This call is now being recorded.
Ooh, All right.
Yeah.
This is Gun Sully.
This is Dick Sully.
And, we are... Are you in a car?
Yeah, I'm actually in a car because it's the only way to get any moment of silence in my life.
Yes, we have,
When you called me before, that was probably the loudest you possibly could have... I mean, honestly, jet engines taking off are slightly quieter than my son asking for technical help.
Yes, Jack has children. Jack has reproduced and created the loudest children on the planet.
Yes.
Yes, I am at work, so, right around here, in one of the D.C. suburbs, there's a little protest going on, a Black Lives Matter protest. They got rained out right at the moment, but it's one family trying to get their attention paid to their brother and son and uncle who got gunned down 3 weeks ago, and the police haven't made an arrest. And
damn it.
Yeah, everybody knows who did it.
Oh, so, man, that sucks.
Yeah, and it's just infuriating because it's like, well, you know, not enough witnesses came forward. We don't have enough info. It's like, I'm sorry, but if I got in a fight with you in front of a bunch of people on camera, and then you and I walked into the other room, and then a gunshot went off, and one of us was dead, Wouldn't the other one likely be the one who should be arrested and questioned?
You'd like to think that, wouldn't you?
Yeah, and that's basically what the situation was. There was an argument outside of where he lives, and then he followed them off property and then was gunned down. And so, you know, we know it's documented. It's a matter of evidence that, you know, he was talking with these people, having an argument, a heated argument with these people right before he got shot. And yeah, no, still no justice for him, though. No one's been arrested. So it's pretty infuriating.
What's that?
So I've posted some, footage of it on the Vine, and I'm uploading something on YouTube, but I don't know. Have you tried to upload anything to YouTube recently?
Yeah.
It took me like 4 or 5 hours on Sunday to upload a 1-minute, 9-second video to YouTube.
Huh.
And I don't know what the problem is. I mean, that right there is like, you know, the days of,
Something wrong there, because I uploaded a 4-gigabyte video just recently. You can check out my kids on YouTube. Search for Calendar Cop, all one word. He'd be thrilled if anybody watched his Skylander videos. He's so adorable because he just completely parrots everything he's heard other people say on YouTube videos, which makes him sound like a consummate professional YouTuber. So it's hilarious. But, it sounds like you're having tech problems there.
Today I was having trouble uploading the video, and now it's finally 100% just this second. Good. Okay. It finally got up there on YouTube just this second, and I'll definitely post it in the comments or have Sophia post it in the body of the podcast here, because it's it's one of those things. The murder is murder, you know, and violence is violence. And just because a cop wasn't involved doesn't mean a family isn't shattered.
Yeah,
and that's the thing that bothers me. You know, when you see these situations where a community organizer will try to turn just, you know, an accident into, you know, an assassination, like what happened in Baltimore, or turn you know, a bully into a saint, like what happened in Ferguson. And it's, when you look at it, it's like only the assassination of a political figure gets that sort of attention in history. You know, if a historian was to look back at this century, they'd go, well, they, you know, the president, Mike Brown, got killed.
Yeah.
You know, they would have to assume he was a president or something, and
I think we have a problem where we lump, we say all of X is X, and, you know, really what you should be looking at is going, you know, this story is an X, this is a Y, here's another X, you know, like, you know, the dude shooting the guy in the back and then, like, you know, trying to plant the taser on the guy. Yeah, it's like, okay, let's put that one in the, this guy's an a-hole, you know, clearly murderer category. And then the dude who wasn't resisting arrest, you know, asthmatic guy, that, you know, gets choked out, you know, that's also, you know, straight up, you know, so it's like, but the problem is like, oh, no, clearly you're for police brutality, and you hate black people if you have any problems with any of these things.
If you are not 100% into the hands up, don't shoot Mike Brown narrative, then you are 100% for police brutality. And I deal with that so many times when talking to people where they couldn't ever look at things. Like, I was talking to somebody about how if I were the plaintiff in the state of Florida versus George Zimmerman, if I were the plaintiff, I would have charged him with this or that. And I'm explaining, like, how, you know, how overcharging George Zimmerman led to the acquittal. And just while describing this very, you know, simplistic, like, very middle-of-the-road way of talking, the guy that I'm talking to got so upset, he started screaming at me. He goes, I bet you cheered! I bet you cheered when they gave the announcement! You just loved to see him dead! You just loved to see Trayvon Martin dead, didn't you? I'm like, can you not just separate your emotion from the situation and look at the situation, and look at each situation? Because each situation's different.
Yeah. Each situation, yeah, definitely. Well, like, you know, that cop up in, was it Cleveland? You know, he pulls up 2 seconds. I mean, you literally, like, you know, between the frames of the security cam, hops out of his car and blows that kid away. You know?
Oh, you mean the kid that was, it was running around with a toy gun and, or like one of those really real looking guns, but they painted the end. And he was
painted the end or took the end off or whatever. I mean, you know, it was dumb, but, you know, and you know, sadly he didn't have a mom like ours who said, no, you will get shot if you do this, you know. I mean,
yes.
Mom told us that all the time. And I even heard a podcaster who was saying, oh, white parents don't tell their kids this. I'm like, the hell they don't?
No.
Mom all the time said, don't do this. The police will shoot you.
Yeah, this is gun talking, and it took years before I could keep my mom from stealing my BB guns from me.
Yeah,
she still denies stealing that one. But yes, I had a very realistic BB gun that she just was quite sure that I would wind up getting shot by the police, so it disappeared.
And to be clear, our mom's not anti-gun. She actually has concealed carry.
But she knew at the age that I was, and the fact that we lived in a small town, that the cops were kind of douchebags, they would
shoot you.
Right. I was into punk rock, and I had long hair, and she's like, yep, he gets harassed by the cops enough. I don't want them to gun him down because he has this in his back seat or something. And,
wow.
Yeah, it's...
I accidentally wrote so stacks, and I wrote it out as stacks. Let me fix it. It's stacks, S-T-A-X-X. Okay.
So the news over the weekend were, you know, two Islamic people were shot trying to gun down people at a Draw Muhammad contest.
Yes.
And that was, you know, there's a lot of good comedy out there about, you know, the people, you know, don't come to Texas if you're going to do that, that kind of thing. But so then on the nightly show, on Comedy Central, they have, people saying, should the organizer of the Draw Muhammad thing, be punished because she put a security guard's life in danger?
Oh gosh.
And I'm like, no, okay, here's the thing. Always fight speech you don't like with more speech. The appropriate response from Islamic people should be to have people draw horrible cartoons of the organizers of it. You know? That would be an appropriate and equal reaction. Use your words.
Here is a picture of Salman Rushdie and Christopher Hitchens in a gay pose together.
Yeah, exactly. That would be an appropriate response. That enraged me, because it's like, no, okay, you know, these, and so the one lady on his show was saying, what we need to do is tattoo the Prophet Muhammad on the organizer lady's back and send her to Afghanistan. And, you know, the implication would be that she'd be killed immediately. So it's like, you're saying, we need to kill this person who's drawn the Prophet Muhammad. On Comedy Central, you know, it's like, you're calling for the death of somebody. Even if it's in a funny way, you're still calling for the death of somebody.
Oh,
draw.
I know. So Comedy Central is joining the ranks of Youssef Islam. And they're calling for the death of Salman Rushdie. I'm all for, you know, here's one of the things. I don't necessarily respect people who are vile and will make a racist cartoon or something. But guess what? The gun on my hip is to protect them. I've sworn an oath to protect the Constitution. Twice. I am here to protect the Constitution, and that's, you know, and if you are also in the free speech business, like Comedy Central, you shouldn't be doing this stuff. Yes, I want the death of Salman Rushdie.
My thing has been, okay, I get it. Everybody should have the right to draw, the Prophet or Allah, or, you know, even Jesus, you know, the Piss Christ, where they had Jesus in a jar of urine. And my thing was, Mom was like, we should have them ban that. Actually, Mom didn't say we should have them ban that.
This call is now being recorded.
All right. They make it now,
is your battery going to die in 2 seconds?
No. I got plugged in now, too.
Okay.
I gotta keep an eye on my partner here too. All right, but go ahead. So
what I was ranting on at the end there is, I was saying, you know, the way to fight speech you don't like is with speech, you know, use words to fight words. And the other thing is, I was going to say, there's two reasons why I would not participate in a Draw Muhammad thing. That is because, well, quite frankly, we've seen there are people who are insane enough to believe that that you need to die for doing that, for just drawing a picture of somebody, you know. And the other reason is I know somebody, I'll just say his last name, and Mr. Siddiqui, is a friend of mine, and I would be offending my friend if I offended directly his religion. I don't necessarily have to respect his religion, but I also, you know, or anybody's religion, you know, I would not want to go out of my way to offend a friend. So those are the two reasons why, I wouldn't participate in that. But I also believe that the people hosting the Draw Muhammad thing did nothing wrong, from a free speech standpoint.
It's just absolutely infuriating this bizarre culture that we live in, where it is call the victim the oppressor culture. I don't understand that. I mean, when you see a mob attack a CDS, and then you go, well, I'm sure that mom had a valid complaint against that CDS. I don't think that's possible here. An art exhibit and a controversial art exhibit attacked by people with AK-47s, and of course the knee-jerk reaction is, well, how, I'm sure they deserved it. This is the new American fake liberal viewpoint.
You need to stop there.
Is the new fake liberal American viewpoint, she shouldn't have dressed that way if she didn't want to get raped?
They shouldn't have drawn that character if they didn't want to get shot. You shouldn't dress that way the normal response has always been, hey, no, you should be able to dress how you like. You should be able to leave your doors unlocked and expect somebody not to come in your house and kill you or steal your stuff, there are realities of our society, but, locks are hilarious at keeping people out. It's a little peace of mind is all it is. But my rant has always been, and I was telling the story about back when the Piss Christ was in the news. My mom was from, this is probably the beginnings of my libertarian leanings. Mom was saying we shouldn't spend public money on that art. In other words, don't tax people who are going to find that offensive and take their money and apply it towards art. And, the fact that people were lined up around the block showed that, hey, there's an audience for this. You don't have to take tax money to underwrite this. And, right. And it should be noted, absolutely nobody was shot over that piece of art.
Remember when mom strapped bombs on us and said, go for our Catholic family, you must go and, detonate yourself at the art exhibit there at the Andy Warhol building.
Yeah. The Onion has a brilliant picture that's the most offensive picture you can have. It has every deity except for, a specific one who will not be mentioned, in sexual congress in all possible ways. And it says nobody has been killed for this image. My thing back then, even back then, I said to mom, I think Jesus could stand up for himself if he wanted to, And it dawned on me that anybody who wants to censor anybody else or anybody who wants to, kill anybody else who says something they don't like, what you're really saying is my deity is far too impotent to be able to handle this situation. I have to take it in my own hands because my deity can't.
That's the thing I've been saying for years is that, Islam is a mystical religion that believes the God, the creator of the universe, has mystical rules that if we follow, we'll be blessed. And there's a lot of science that's come from that. Radical Islam, they actually believe in a God that's completely crippled He can't do anything, and he has a really low self-esteem. And so that's why you have to go do everything. Like, you know, you have to go gun down kids in the school. And the entire time, remember his low self-esteem issue, you have to keep yelling that he's great because, you know, otherwise he'll get bummed out, you know.
Yeah.
So you know, it's just an entirely separate religion entirely that believes you have to go gun down people. I think there's some basis.
I think it was either George Carlin or Bill Hicks, one of them had the bit about God, you know, why they're always asking for money at church. It's like, well, God is love, and he's really bad with money.
Yes. Oh, man.
I think we all have a family member like that. But, I just had to raise your attention to them saying that, you know, people should be killed. Central, they're calling indirectly for the deaths of people for drawing a cartoon. I'm like,
yes.
You know,
well,
seriously.
That's you know, that's Comedy Central now. Is Jon Stewart still on there, or have they turned it over to someone else?
He's retiring soon. This is a different show. I think it comes on after Jon Stewart. I just caught the 6 o'clock rerun. As I'm making my sandwich before my kids come in and destroy the house.
Yes. And you have to turn off all not safe for children media, like everything on Comedy Central.
Yeah, definitely. I get to watch 12 minutes of Comedy Central, you know, every week. And it's usually, you know, and it's rare that it just makes me just want to scream at the television like a crazy old man.
Yeah. Well, I'm looking forward to the HBO thing, the HBO, like, on-demand thing that you can get, like, outside of cable.
Yeah, is it HBO Go or, no, HBO Now? HBO Now.
Whatever it is, I want to get it because I only use the internet. I only have internet in my place. And that's all I really need.
A cord cutter.
What was that?
You're what's called a cord cutter in the tech world.
Oh yeah.
We call you
a cord cutter.
We're
10 steps forward, but we're also 30 steps back. My girl got us a digital antenna so we can watch local TV, and it's a classic style with the bunny ears.
It's not a classic until you have aluminum foil hanging off of it.
Yes, yeah. We have this flat screen TV. With HD flat screen, and it's got the bunny ears on top of it. And of course, precariously balanced because it's so thin you can't, you know. I gotta snap a picture of it for the podcast. It's pretty
funny. TV's 4 millimeters thick, and the antenna hanging off is a foot and a half wide.
Yeah.
Yep.
We finally moved all our stuff into the new place. If you follow the podcast on Vine, you've seen some of my pretty view. And sorry for spamming the podcast on Vine on Sunday with the Oddfellows wreath laying ceremony. I got a lot of Oddfellows in D.C. here. It's a charitable fraternal organization, and I was just I couldn't get enough of watching. Oh, they racing! I couldn't get enough of watching the Sentinels. Those are the guards outside of the Tomb of the Unknown Soldier. The way they walk is so freaky. So check out that video. And also it's kind of funny because a lot of the little old people that are handing the wreaths off to them don't know where to stand, and the Sentinels only stand in one spot. So if you walk one foot away from the Sentinels, one spot that he stands in, you have to walk back to where he's standing to hand him the wreath. And it was kind of funny to watch. I wish I could have posted the whole ceremony, just because it is just kind of hypnotic to watch them move like that.
But
of course, you only have 6 seconds to do it in per thing on the Vine. So anyway, you got to sign off. Well, one thing I want to tell people is I see my neighbor kid here mowing his lawn with headphones on. And I thought, oh, good, he's protecting his ears. No, he's cranking music over the sound of the mower. That is a serious way to damage your hearing. Do not do that, kid.
His eardrums are actually inside of his cerebral cortex.
His poor mom's out there made the take him off sign to him 4 times, but she's given up. All right, so anyway, I'm signing off.
You shoot a beanbag cannon at him to get him to snap out of it.
Oh, man. So, yeah, that's not safe. Don't do that to your hearing.
Yes. All right. I have a tagline to say, just we, Charlie, to an extent, we're also Texas.
Yeah, except for nothing of value was lost. I mean, one guy was, you know, from what the sounds like, mildly injured. And a traffic cop is...
That's my point. That's the point I'm making. We're Charlie, but we're also Texas. We'll shoot you if you try to pull that
yeah.
Just Sweet Charlie crap on us. All right. Talk to you later, bro.
All right. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.